voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Maines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Friday night under the lights. I'm Russ Robinson. He's Don Barnes, George Broadstreet in the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Sports Center. By the way, who would have ever thought that in this week in November, those fans would come in real handy? It was hot out there tonight.
They went fast.
I know.
It really did.
It was hot. It was muggy.
Yeah.
And so it helped move the air around. All right, let's go to the scores desk, and you've got the scores and who played and who did.
Right. What we're going to concentrate on, Russ, is we're going to give you the 4A, 3A, and 2A playoff games that were played tonight, as well as some MAIS playoff, and we'll throw some other scores in as well. North 4A playoffs, it looks like there are at least four games that did not, either were delayed or maybe put off till tomorrow. But let's give you the ones that did play. Noxubee County beat Amory 48-26. Louisville over Shannon 41-6. Itawamba AHS beat Kosciuszko 17-14. Yazoo City edged Ripley 24-23. In the South 4A, it was Purvis in an upset really over Mendenhall 42-41. Poplarville beat Northeast Lauderdale 42-27. South Pike over Moss Point 30-19. East Central 63, Lanier 13, West Lauderdale over Summerall 54-19, Greene County beat Quitman 36-10, St. Stanislaus beat Macomb 35-7, and it was Florence 14 and Pass Christiane 7. In 3A North, and again, there are at least five playoff games, including North Panola, Choctaw County, North Pontotoc. None of those played, or either of those games have been delayed significantly. But in North 3A, Yazoo County 42, Boonville 7, Charleston shut out Belmont 48-0, Ruralville Central over Kossuth 27-17. In South 3A, it's Forest over Wilkinson County, 31 to 20. Hazelhurst, 51. Morton, 27. Seminary over Velma Jackson, 21 to 20. Jefferson Davis County outscored St. Andrews, 79 to 38. It was Kemper County over Franklin County, 36 to 9. Port Gibson, 28. Southeast Lauderdale, 14. West Marion over Raleigh, 22 to 20. Tylertown beat McGee, 35 to 13. In 2A playoffs, and again, the North is the one that are the most affected. Again, there's, it looks like there's at least four games that we don't have a score on. But Baldwin over O'Bannon, 28 to 20. Scott Central beat East Webster, 51 to nothing. It was Calhoun City beating Lake, 32 to 6. Philadelphia, 45. Eupora, 13. In the South playoffs, Taylorsville beat Bogachita, 47 to 7. Enterprise Clark, 60. Emmett County, 27. It was Pisgah beating Richland, 17-12, Collins, 47, Pelahatchie, 14, Perry Central shutout, Madison St. Joe, 49-0, North Forest over Mize, 50-30, Bay Springs, 54, West Lincoln, 20, Heidelberg, 34, Lloyd Star, 14. Now, MAIS playoff games that we have, it was Jackson Academy over Oak Forest, 34-17, Washington School, 14, Capaya Academy, 6, MRA over Presbyterian Christian, 28-23. Also, Indianola Academy beat Leak, 28-0. Starkville Academy shut out Central Hines, 30-0. Adams County Christian over Heritage Academy, 44-20. Greenville St. Joe shut out Manchester, 35-0. Centerville over Brookhaven, 52-33. And finally, it was Trinity beating DeSoto, Arkansas, 38-0. Now, some 6A scores of some games of note. Rankin County Super Bowl in overtime, Pearl beat Brandon, 28-27. Starkville beat Clinton, 21-15. Madison Central beat Greenville, 38-6. South Panola won, 48-3 over DeSoto Central. Tupelo over Oxford, 34-8. And a couple of, let's see, some 5A scores. Hattiesburg won again. They beat West Harrison 62-20.
Now, they're undefeated, correct?
They are 11-0. Yeah. That's correct. Picayune won their ninth game. They're now 54. They won 54-0 over Pearl River Central. Let's see, Cleveland Central, they're 12-0. They beat Canton 55-14. They're a bunch of really, really strong teams in 5A.
Yeah.
Brookhaven is 10-1. They beat West Jones 26-0.
You get the West Point score?
West Point over Lewisburg, 63-3. Now, Lewisburg's not that shabby. They're 6-4 coming into tonight. West Point just steamrolled them 63-3.
They were that shabby tonight.
Well, I mean, West Point's just they're just stout. No question about that.
There's some people that think they're the best team in the state.
Yes.
Including West Point.
They're certainly making a claim to that for sure, but we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of strong teams in 5A for sure.
Maybe have to do what they did in basketball a couple years years ago and do that dream game and maybe have West Point take on whoever wins 6A.
Yeah.
It would be a matchup, I'll tell you. Now, you gave the J.A. Oak Forest score, correct?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Ryan Eubanks is going to be joining us here in a moment on that. Kerry Metzler is also going to join us. Our coach tonight in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner is Jay Beach from Poplarville, and they're undefeated.
They're 11-0. They're in 4A. Of course, they beat Northeast Lauderdale tonight, but you know, probably not by the margin you might have expected. It was 42-27 was the final. In 4A, the surprise to me is Purvis beating Mendenhall,
mm-hmm.
because that's a four-seeded team beating a one-seeded team, 42-41, and that's Purvis. That's just their fourth win of the year. They're 4-7.
Well, you know, I think it was Will Watson was telling me during the week this week that we had two 1-9 teams headed to the playoffs.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's going, well, you know, how did they get into the playoffs? They won the game they needed to win, obviously. So do we know how they came out tonight?
Well, one of those teams was Franklin County, and they lost. This is a 3A playoff. Kemper County beat Franklin County 36-9, so Franklin County lost.
So that 1-9 season is now over.
Is now over. The other is Humphreys County, and their game against North Pontotoc apparently was either delayed or postponed to tomorrow.
You know, we've got several that have been delayed. I was looking at Dr. Dave. Oh, Will Watson just told me that both of those
lost.
Kind of lost.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just saw that. Houston game, I got to tell you, I was up in Houston this morning, and just a great group of folks.
Yeah.
And Ty Harden's doing an outstanding job with that football team. They were real excited. Quentin May is our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week for last week, and he had a 93-yard kickoff return to start the game, and then 14 carries, 306 yards. Those were giant numbers.
That's big.
And so went up there, and we had a great time this morning up at Jason Cook, who used to be at Richland, is now up there. Good to see him again. But good folks up there in Houston. And but that game got put off until tomorrow at 3:00. You know, I just got to notice that in Hinds County, Clinton's under severe thunderstorm watch.
Yeah, I was about to say there was a weather warning that came across the crawl just before I stepped in, and there's some severe weather kind of over the west side. I don't know. I didn't hear that part, but it was a severe thunderstorm. But they were saying that there was some heavy rain and some possible winds along with that. Did you mention the St. Stanislaus score?
I did earlier.
They're already in playoff opener. It was a playoff opener with them.
Yeah, it was a playoff game. St. Stanislaus beat Macomb 35-7,
yeah.
Right.
So I thought, wait a minute, playoffs? They're still in regular season, but that's
4A is in playoffs.
That's right. And that's what makes it really interesting. And that's because you have more schools in some divisions than you do other divisions.
Yeah, right.
So Don Hinton and the folks did a good job of putting this together so it would all come out to the last weekend the first weekend in December. And so, obviously, if you've got more schools that are in 4A, then you've got to go and do that. So, want to remind everyone that you can find us on any MPB radio station. In fact, the folks up at Houston today were saying, some of them were coming up to me going, where do you find us? Go as far left as you can on your dial, and then hit scan. That you're going to find an MPB radio station.
We'll find us.
That's right. We're there. All right, George.
I was going to, Will's got everything in the world in this information. Just to explain this a little bit further, in 5A and 6A, there are exactly 32 schools. In 1A, there is 34 schools. In 2A, there are 42 schools. And there are 46 schools each in 3A and 4A. So that explains why there's 16 more teams, roughly, in 3A and 4A.
So you got to start a week.
So you got to start a week earlier.
Right. Wow. Yeah. I wasn't aware there was that many in 3A.
Yeah. Well, again, this is Will the Thrill.
So now they've laid out the 5A South playoffs already. So Hattiesburg will host South Jones. Picayune hosts Laurel. Stone goes to West Jones. Wayne County goes to Brookhaven.
Those will be really good football games. Now, that is opening round, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay,
yep.
5A.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're all headed toward Oxford in the state championships, but you got to get there. And like we've said, guys, all along, there are going to be some really good teams that won't be there.
Well, that's true. That's real true. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, who's got the attention of everybody is East Central right now. Ooh. I mean, they are winning football games, winning them big. Jefferson Davis County, wow. 79 to what?
38.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, they would have to not only score their touchdowns, but they would also have to be scoring some of their the other's touchdowns. Because, hey, you don't get the ball that many times.
Really?
Well,
you pretty much got to score every time you get your hands on the ball.
I don't think.
And take it away from them and score some of those.
That's not the big stat. The stat is how many both went out on the scoreboard tonight. they had to have those on hand. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. Coming up, Brian Eubank will talk to us about the J.A. Raiders in Oak Forest. Kerry Metzler is on deck to talk about the Maroon Tide. And, of course, we have our Mississippi Coach's Corner coach tonight from Poplarville. We'll be back.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking.
What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's, and this is, of course, the Wendy's Giant Studio located here in Flowood, Mississippi.
Not that giant.
The giant?
The studio is not that giant.
It's the studio's not, the no. Yeah, you're right. A little squeezed on that. I was watching my producer, Chris Saxon, going, turn the microphone. All right, we're talking, you know who's really been playing well? Jay has been playing really well. And actually, since they lost to Prep, I know they haven't lost. Well, they may have lost Park Lane, but they're playing really, really well. And Brian Eubank joins us on Friday Night on the Lights. He has been the longtime voice of the JA Raiders. And, you know, Brian, I think it's tough to turn around and play a team last week and then turn around this week and play the same team again at the same location. But the outcome was the same.
Well, somewhat, Russ. And before I get into that, though, by the way, if this show was only on radio, the big studio would be giant. I mean, it would be pretty giant.
That's a good point, dude. That's a good point. I'm liking the way you think.
Hey, and tax revenues are too low. And
That's right.
But what happened last week at the Brickyard was Forrest completely going a different route, going on full spread offense. They went five wide. They didn't do any double wing looks at all. They had, in fact, -4 rushing yards last week.
Hmm.
So this week, a little bit of a different story. They sat three of their best players last week to keep them away from any possible injury, perhaps, or they just didn't want to show any of their hand. Of course, after 9 games, you have some film, so you know what they're going to do
when
you play them the next week. But either way, Jay still had a tough time. Oak Forest marched the ball down the field in the first possession, scored 3. and had the only lead they would have the entire football game. And Jay would come back and get a couple of touchdowns right before the first half ended. Led 14-3, a real tough blow right before the half. Leading tackler and senior Luke Pitts suffered a knee injury. Speculation could be lost for the year. Not really sure, but a real tough loss there. Kind of the quarterback on the defense for Jay Raiders.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers for him of weekend as he'll get that that news either tomorrow morning or Monday or whenever the swelling goes down. But it didn't look good. He very gingerly left the field. And it was really a war of attrition tonight, guys. I mean, it was a physical ball game. One young man, Walter Bennett, had his left hand casted during the game. And Alan Whitfield of Mississippi Sports Medicine casted it and then put one of those big padding deals around it. Basically, he had a big club on his hand. Then about four plays later, he came back in. Went back right out again, hurt his hip, and he taped up his hip. And he looked like a guy from a MASH unit. The kid kept playing. And Oak Forest kept playing. I was very impressed with Oak Forest. They never let up. They got the game back to a score. It was 21-17. And then Jay's defense showed the reason why they've been such a good team this year, and it's been their defense. It's been their bell cow. And Walker Pettigo tonight had four or five sacks. I can't remember. But they had eight sacks as a team, including a sack at the 2-yard line. And Oak Forest was going for it on fourth down, down just a score. Jay got the turnover on defense, punched it in for a two-score advantage, and then kind of icing on the cake, a pick six to end the ball game. And Jay walked out of there. It was 34-17, the final score, though not indicative of how close that game was the whole way.
You know what? The night I was watching your broadcast, which, by the way, second to none, what y'all do with your stream is unbelievably good. And you had a pick six in that ball game. This is a defense. You're right. I mean, this is why JAA is where they are, and I think your bookend defensive ends are as good as anyone out there.
Oh, no question. They've had two special team touchdowns, now nine defensive touchdowns on the season. And when you have numbers like that, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, I'm not comparing this team to Alabama, but what Alabama did a couple of years ago when they had that 13-game run, whatever it was, with consecutive games with defensive, non-offensive touchdowns, and J.A. is getting into that neighborhood. And this is a team, frankly, guys, that didn't know how to win a playoff game. 2013 is the last time this team won a playoff game. And to be able to come out there tonight and with all the injuries, with all the things that could go against them, this senior class really stood strong and proved that they wanted one more chance at Park Lane next week in Macomb.
Well, that's what they get. Yeah, you're going to have to travel down there. And, you know, they're a big football team. And y'all had a great game with them down there, you know, earlier this year.
Yeah, 28-21, just kind of ran out of time, really, to be honest, and a couple of mental miscues. And Park Lane, Park Lane had the ball 75 plays, running it 70 of 75 times. So they got a little tired, I think, in that one.
Yeah.
That's not unusual, though.
No, that's
they will
them.
Run it 70 times on 75 just about every week, given the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you staying up with it. Did you get everything taken down on your broadcast? I mean, everything put up?
We took down a few things, and maybe we went out to eat before.
Maybe so.
I might have to go back there later.
That's all right. You were going to stay up and watch TV anyway. Hey, listen, Brian, we appreciate it, man. Good luck next week against Park Lane.
And for those ginormous studios, gentlemen.
Thanks, brother. All right, let's go to Kerry Metzler, the Maroon Tide.
The Mets.
You know, Kerry, you told me way back in August when we get everybody back, we're going to be hard to stop. Is everybody back?
No, Russ, they're not.
But you're still pretty good.
It's a good football team. I think Coach Lee, he summed it up the last 3 weeks after postgame that this team can be a really good football team, and it's going to come down to them. It's not going to come down to the coaches. It's going to come down to them making up their mind they want to do that. He's challenged them every week, particularly the last couple weeks, and they played pretty good football. I'm still not sure they played their best football yet, but you got to play your best football now because next week it's a whole new season, and they're going to have a tough road. The way the bracket stacks up is going to be really tough. Real quick tonight, they already announced the score, 54-54 on every possession tonight. They ran the ball extremely well tonight. Anderson got four more touchdowns, puts in the 28 rushing, and
that's the Roadrunner.
Two receiving up here. younger, and he's had a good year, but he'll tell you the first thing he'll say is that the guys up front who got it done for him.
Yep.
So,
yep.
He said that. He said that when we were there. He sure did.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so, but those guys up front have done a phenomenal job, always do, under head coach Dodley and also offensive line coach Brian Edwards. They've been together like 30-something years, and they've always had a good line. But, you know, it's going to be a tough road. The bracket, the way the bracket lays out now, it's going to be tough. Brookhaven's going to go, well, they're going to be at home next week. Brookhaven's going to play Wayne County. Now, Jake texted me today and told me I got to be prepared for this. I've never had an assignment in 20-something years with you guys, and out of the blue, I'm bragging on Jake all these weeks, and what does he do? He gives me an assignment, okay?
Homework!
Yeah, Jake's tough, man, but Brookhaven's going to play Wayne County next week, and then the same side of the bracket, Peking's going to host Laurel, rematch. Of course, it's different personnel, like Coach Lee said in the postgame tonight, but it's Peking and Laurel rematch of last year's South State game. That'll be again at Peking next week, and that's a tough side of the bracket. Brookhaven with Wayne County is Wayne County. They're a little down this year, but I hate to use the word down. Once they're in the playoffs, they're still Wayne County. Anything can happen. Tom Angers is a great coach over there. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Other side of the bracket, Hattiesburg is going to be at home. They're a phenomenal football team. We all know that. They're going to host South Jones. And then the bottom part of that bracket, West Jones, which was beaten tonight by a very, very good Brookhaven team. West Jones will host Stone. Stone coached by PQ native John Feature. They've got a good football team. They've adjusted themselves offensively the last couple of weeks, going a little bit more zone read out of the spread with their great athlete. Whaley, so they're going to be tough to beat too. So Miss Jones plays good, at, you know, plays really good football at home. So it's going to be a tough road for anybody getting out of the 5A and the South. There's really, really some good football teams in there. And I'll just, you know, be honest as I can be. We'll have to play our best football in the next 3 weeks to have a shot to go back and play for state championship. Without that, we won't do that. We'll have to play our very best football for 3 consecutive weeks with what's in front of us, that's for sure.
Well, and you know, on the other side of that bracket, I think it's pretty much a consensus who you think you probably will meet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say that. I mean, Hattiesburg is as good a team I've seen in many years. They're just so talented on both sides of the football, and they could score so fast. You know, they're going to be a tough out for anybody, but Stone lingering down there, West Jones lingering down there. You just never know on a Friday night what can happen. But, I mean, not a bit, man. If I was, I put all my chips on Hattiesburg coming out of that side of the bracket. On our side of the bracket, who knows? Mickey and Law, Wayne County, Brookhaven, that's four teams. They've all played pretty good defense. They all can run the football. Of course, Law's probably got that spread off some time room, and they do a great job of that. Played for a state championship last year, and they're going to be a tough out. So, yeah, we're real happy about. I know you got Clay. How good you got Clay on tonight? I was getting ready to call Clay, and I saw where he was on. So I got one question though: how did Clay get in front of me? And Clay worked for me. I got to figure that one out.
Well, again,
Jake tells me 11:30. I'm sitting here taking Geritol and pouring ice down my back to stay awake so I can do it.
He snuck us a little cash. I defer to Mr.
Blake, Clay.
I defer to Mr. Wimberly on this.
Clay does a great job for us. He covers possible former WRJW coverage. He does a great job. I heard the tail end of it, so that was good. Y'all got him in. That's really good. They do a great job. Our WRJW crew for Popsville Officer Clay, along with Jeff Lawson and Jason Baker, they've done a really good job for us up there. I know you can talk to them a little bit. I won't take any more time, but I appreciate the good job you guys do. Jake, I think I got an A-minus on my sign. I think I got it.
Well,
Jake wants 6A. I don't know why I was going to ask. I got 6A too, man. I got 6A in the Southfield too, about two. So,
he'll text you during the week.
Yeah, I'm going to fax him in. I need those homework.
That extra credit. Hey, thanks, Gary. We appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All right.
God bless you. All righty. Thanks, Gary Metzler from the Maroon Tide. We are going to step aside, take a time out. Tonight's show made possible by your shelter insurance agent. We'll be back.